Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article by Brett Allegray Wood called 56% of CEOs report no ROI on AI, the execution gap explained.
And that number alone should stop most business owners cold.
Right. PwC surveyed CEOs and found that 56% of them admit they're seeing zero measurable return on their AI investment. Zero. Not a little. Zero.
And Gartner backs it up from the other side. 70% of IT leaders say they have an AI strategy, but only 34% can actually execute it.
So you've got more than half of the leaders who drew up a detailed map with no car, no petrol, and no driving license.
That's a brutal image, but it's accurate. Brett calls it the AI execution gap, and the argument is that it's not a technology problem at all.
It's a business failure. Companies are treating AI like a lottery ticket, buying tools because they're dazzled by what's possible, not because they've defined what problem they're solving.
And spending money they can't afford to lose on that bet.
The article uses Microsoft as a case study, and it's a telling one. You'd expect them to get this right.
You'd think. What happened?
Microsoft went all in on Copilot, built it into Windows 11, every corner of it. But the reality was clunky and intrusive. In many cases, it was a solution looking for a problem. And now they're pulling it back, out of Notepad, out of Photos.
Microsoft, with virtually unlimited resources and world-class talent.
Exactly. So if they can make that mistake publicly, what does that say for the average SME owner doing the same thing at a fraction of the budget?
Brett calls it a multi-billion dollar lesson you get to learn for free. I like that.
There's also a legal angle that I think most business owners genuinely haven't thought through.
What kind of legal exposure are we talking?
The city of Baltimore has sued Elon Musk's AIX over deepfake proliferation, arguing the technology constitutes a public nuisance causing real-world harm. And Anthropic is in a legal battle with the Pentagon over the use and control of AI models.
These aren't hypothetical risks. These are active court cases.
And most businesses have given zero thought to defensible policies on data usage, algorithmic bias, or the ethics of AI-driven decisions. You're not just risking your initial spend. You're risking your brand, your legal standing, potentially the company itself.
That's sobering. Is there a model somewhere that's getting this right?
Singapore. And the contrast is pretty stark. Rather than throwing money at the problem and hoping for the best, they built an entire ecosystem.
What does that look like in practice?
A national AI council, drawing on government, industry, and academia under one shared vision, no competing silos. A 400% tax deduction for SMEs investing in AI and training. And a dedicated AI park, a physical hub built around collaboration and real innovation.
400% tax deduction. That's not a small incentive.
And it's targeted at skills development, not vanity projects. Singapore is treating AI as a long-term economic driver, not a marketing buzzword. Brett says it's a masterclass in what the rest of the world needs to learn.
So what does the right approach look like for a business owner who's listening to this right now?
Stop buying tools and start building a real strategy. You begin with the business problem, not the technology. Identify the pain point, work backwards to the solution, assign a named owner with real authority to execute, and track every pound spent against measurable ROI.
And if something isn't delivering?
Cut it. Brett's quite direct on that point. Have the courage to kill it. The approach of buying a bit of this, subscribing to that, hoping something sticks, he says that's a strategy for burning money.
The goal is AI that actually augments what your team does well, not a suite of subscriptions gathering dust.
Exactly. And when it's doing that, the numbers will show it. That's how you know.
All right. One thing to act on this week. For me, it's the audit. Sit down, list every AI tool and subscription active in your business right now. Next to each one, write the measurable business outcome it's delivering. If you can't write one, that's your answer.
Mine is the Microsoft question. Ask yourself honestly, if a company with that kind of resources and talent was forced into a public retreat, what does your current AI implementation look like under that same scrutiny? It's an uncomfortable question for a reason. The full article is on the Anabu AI blog at anabu.ai. And if you want someone to work through this in your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too.
Worth doing before you spend another dollar.